right, here we go. As you can see, not in the studio today, live from Las Vegas, where I'm at the Money Show today. But let's see what's happening in the markets. NVIDIA, NVIDIA, NVIDIA. Yesterday, NVIDIA dropped 4%. Today, dropping again because they're reporting earnings after the bell. And the question is, can they live up to the hype? And it seems that indices are being dragged down by NVIDIA. Could that really be true? We'll take a look at this and also tell you what's happening to our position. So with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today's Wednesday, February 21st. And I'm still getting used to this time zone. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hope you enjoy the money show there, and hope it's not too early for you. But hey, markets are open whether you're up or not, and the indices are down for the third day straight.
Yeah, I mean, really surprising. If you look at the S&P 500, the S&P 500 right now seems to be trapped between 4,950 and 5,050, right there in this range. Has been trapped there for the last few weeks. I mean, pretty much all of February.
Exactly. Making a record high mid-month on Monday, and then that gap lower, rally back. So the interesting thing, or maybe not too interesting, but I think the key here is that 5,000 level, which is smack dab in between that range that you just shared. I think traders trying to figure out, we know that sometimes there's round number support, psychological support and resistance, trying to figure out what to do with 5,000.
Yeah, and I mean, this week we talked about it. It's a really quiet week on the economic calendar. Today we have a few Fed members speaking. We have the FOMC meeting minutes. Other than this, not a whole lot going on. So the attention is shifting all the way to earnings. And it seems really all about NVIDIA this week.
Absolutely. So like you said, I mean, the economic calendar is very quiet, but this week it's all about NVIDIA. I think the last big player in the market reporting earnings for this earnings season. And all eyes are on NVIDIA after the bell today.
Yeah, and the question is, can NVIDIA sustain this parabolic move? I mean, look at this. This is just kind of crazy. In the beginning of 2020, trading, around $50? Right now, traded as high as $750, currently at $680. And I mean, all fueled recently by the AI hype, and NVIDIA seem to be the leading chip maker there right now, trading at a PE ratio of 96.18. And the question is, can they sustain it? Can they live up to the hype?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, 2023, the AI hype really took off and NVIDIA just rallied. And then it seemed like, hey, maybe things have calmed down a little bit. 500 a share might be that next key level where we saw resistance in NVIDIA. We just blew through $500 a share in 2024 and took off, like you said, that parabolic move. So will earnings disappoint or will they support this move, and will buyers step in to push this even higher? We'll have to see.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how NVIDIA can possibly drag down an index. But we just looked it up before the show. If you look at the NASDAQ 100 components, we see that NVIDIA is the fourth largest here and has actually a weight of 5%. I mean, right there kind of with Amazon and Meta. And the only difference is in the S&P 500, you looked it up, we also have Alphabet in there.
Exactly. So it's right up there, a huge weight, and that's why it can move the market.
Yeah. So kind of crazy, because today, if we look at the heat map, NVIDIA just sticks out here again. Let's see if we can load it here on a hotel Wi-Fi. But let me switch over here for a moment. So NVIDIA down again today. after being down, what, 4% yesterday.
Yeah, another 2% right now. So it looks like a little selling going into earnings, and traders anxious to hear what NVIDIA has to say.
Yeah, seems that I need to restart my charts here for a moment so that we can continue, because hotel Wi-Fi. It is what it is. There we are back, and we see that NVIDIA is sticking out. Also quite interesting today. So tech right now down. If we look at this here, energy, bright green.
Yeah, nice for your MRO trade. And I know we'll look at trades coming up here, but nice little green spot for energy. Now, crude oil is up almost 0.5%. And crude oil trading near the upper range that we started to see last fall and that we've seen this year. So it looks like 77.50, 78, 79. Those higher levels for the year. We'll see if we could break through that resistance or not.
Yeah, but I don't think it's really crude oil that's moving the energy sector today. Did you see natural gas? Natural gas today up 11%, coming off a 3.5-year low, and massively up here this morning. So I think this is helping a little bit the energy stocks.
Yeah, that just a big move out of the blue. And yeah, go figure, after coming off of, like you said, a 3-year low, nat gas just down and getting hammered for the most part.
Because Chesapeake Energy said that they will cut back on production because they say, given the current environment, why would we? And this is then, of course, helping natural gas. So anyhow, that's what's happening there. But let's take a look while we are waiting on NVIDIA. A few other companies were reporting earnings, and one of them being Palo Alto. Let's see. What is it? Palo Alto Networks.
PANW. PANW.
Oh, yeah. PANW. Today getting hammered, down 27%.
Yeah. I mean, this is just a massive drop for Palo Alto Networks. They cut their full year guidance, so that is really leading to this decline here, because they actually beat on earnings and revenue, but that guidance not attracting new buyers right now.
Yeah. What else? Who else reported earnings today?
We also had Teladoc,
Teladoc. Oh my gosh. Also, I mean, Teladoc was the darling during the pandemic. Let's just see if we can zoom out so that we see what happened here to Teladoc. I need to switch to a weekly chart here so that we can see it. I mean, look at this. Teladoc, before the pandemic, trading around $80, then moving all the way up to $300. Today, trading at $15. I mean, what a drop, and down 25% today.
Yeah, this is a rough decline. And I remember trading it a couple of times during the pandemic, you know, especially with the services they offer. It seemed like it was definitely going to be you know, or have a big impact when COVID was hit and people were at home. But a rough decline. It looked like there was some stability before today's drop, now getting back down to of lows that we haven't seen since October. And yeah, they actually reported a slightly better loss than expected, but then worse revenue.
Yeah, and I mean, slightly better loss than expected. I mean, at some point, you got to turn a profit, right? I mean, you can't report losses forever. And that's what we see here is happening. Okay, and then also SEDG, Solar Edge Technologies, today down 15% after reporting better than expected earnings. But again, it's all about the guidance.
Yeah, this one's a tough one, because hoping that there'd be buying opportunities in solar after the drop that we've seen the last couple of quarters. But Solar Edge still saying that things aren't looking too hot. because of interest rates, higher interest rates, and that cost-cutting measures aren't really helping that much, or it goes beyond just trying to save money within the company.
Yeah, speaking of interest, 10-year yield slightly up today again, but remaining below the 4.3, but just stabilizing here at a higher level. Coming off the lows in the beginning of February of 3.8%, topping 4.3% just a couple of days ago, and right now still hanging in there today, 4.287%.
And as far as positions that we're in go, we want to see that come back down. And yeah. I think it will, but a short term, there's no arguing where yields are, and they're at this upper range and near highs for 2024.
Yeah. We'll take a look at our positions in just a moment, but we need to talk about Amazon. Amazon, huge deal for Amazon. They are making the jump in the Dow 30. I mean, there you go. What do you know? Amazon, from being a tech company, now amongst names like, I don't know, Chevron and IBM and Exxon and Caterpillar, Boeing, jumping into the Dow, replacing WBA, Walgreens Boots Alliance. And this will be effective February 26th. I believe that's next Monday or Tuesday.
That is a great question.
It'll be next week. Yeah. Anyhow, what do you think about this? I think that's huge. Now in the Dow, we already have Apple in there, now Amazon. So more and more tech stocks finding their way into the Dow.
Yeah, so this historic index, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the typically your blue chips and big companies there. Interesting, because it doesn't get adjusted very often. And I saw that the last time there was an adjustment was Walgreens. So it was WBA. They joined in 2018 and they replaced General Electric back then, which had been part of the Dow Jones Industrial Average for 111 years before they lost their Dow status. So we'll see if Amazon can make it another 100 years. Yeah. Like the
WBA, rather short, with just shy of 6 years before being booted out again.
Sorry, WBA.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our positions and see what's happening. Let's talk about WTF positions first. So we did have two positions on, and this morning we exited MDT. And this worked out great. I mean, this is, I think, my best trade for the year. We can take a look at this in a moment.
Yeah, I believe it is. If it's not the best, it's the second best. But this one, a nice reaction to earnings yesterday and then opening up solid today, 86.53 after getting into this one. 83.67. So a nice 4-day, maybe 5-day move, which is just in line with expectations.
Yeah, and that's what we are looking for. We look for stocks that are what we believe oversold and then have a quick reaction to the upside. So MU is another one that we entered yesterday, and this is also working out just fine. So we entered this yesterday at 79.34, right now already up almost a dollar. And again, we are looking to WTF win the fear and look for a quick snapback here, usually a 4 or 5 day trade.
Yeah, great, great move there, and no exit yet. So right now that's the only WTF trade that I'm in, but it's working out great.
Yeah. So let me just see. Let me go to my trading log and the dashboard. So for this year, okay, it's looking good for this year, up $12,000. So yes, MDT is the biggest one here, 86-87% winning percentage right now, average profit slightly higher than the loss. And if you look at all of the stocks that I've been trading this year, here we go, MDT, the biggest one for me, followed right by Dash and EMR. So these are kind of $2,000 trades. And as you see, if we have a loss, these losses are rather small. I mean, so far, right now, this strategy is outperforming. So we're Not really. Having the typical performance, it should be a little bit less, but hey, I'm taking it.
Yeah, you always want to take out performance, so there's no shame or problem there, but we always want to you kind of tamper our expectations. And here, I've always said that out of 10 trades, I expect 7 wins, 2 small losses, and potentially 1 stop out, right? So about a 70% winning percentage. Like you said, I think you're at 88 in no stop out, 2 small losses. So even if there is a stop out, that's okay. You know, that's part of the strategy, but this is working out great this year. Really, really solid performance.
Yeah. All right. And our wheel trades. First off, CSIQ. CSIQ, come on, buddy. You need to pull up there. You need to stay above this trend line here because, oops, I lost my pen. There we go. We have been talking about this triangle that we see here. Need to move out today a little bit lower, being dragged down by Solar Edge, but Solar Edge being down 15%, CSIQ being down 4%, it's basically, okay, what are they going to say? So there's some uncertainty that traders are experiencing here.
Exactly. So we've seen this before where CSIQ responding to another solar company's earnings report with a sympathy move. I mean, here, the way that we've seen CSIQ moving down 3.5% is a normal day for them. So,
yeah,
I think that the there's a muted reaction based on SEDG because this thing could be up 3%, down 3%, but earnings next thing really in the spotlight for CSIQ investors.
Right, because who recently reported and said that they saw a bottom in the first quarter for demand? Can't remember if it was First
Enphase?
Solar.
Enphase.
Yeah. Yep. Enphase. So this is where we moved higher. And again, right now we want to bounce off this lower line. So let me make it a little bit bigger. So this way.
That's the way. Trader.
That's the way to go. And maybe a few arrows to the upside and probably a little bit more to the upside. There we go. Anyhow. Perfect. Next up, GDXJ, also great trade here for us. This is where we are both assigned at 33. You sold 33 calls. I sold 33 calls. Let's see if maybe today we can close it at 90% or 80% of max profits because it's has been longer than a day. So we're going for 80% of max profits. What do you see?
Well, for me, it won't be an 80% exit because I entered those calls. I sold those calls last week. So we had a slightly different entry. So for me, based on my plan, I'm looking to exit at a 90% exit, which would be right now it's at 81. So maybe I could get that the 90% today. We'll have to see. But no exit for me yet.
Yeah. All right, I'll keep an eye on this. And this were, I mean, last week you double dipped. This was great. You sold the calls, then it dropped right here. You were able to buy them back at 80 or 90% of max profits and then selling them again. And that's what I'm looking forward to do here. Hopefully I can follow in your footsteps.
Let's do it.
All right, MRO today with energies being up, MRO being up. This is where I got assigned at 2250. I already sold the 2250 calls, got called away at half of my position, sold more calls at 2350. Right now, if we stay above this for the next couple of days, this will be a really nice trade. In addition to all of the premium that I collected, I have the potential of making here another $6,204 because I made, what is it, $1,804 on the premium, plus another $4,400 potentially on the stock. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, nice trade there. And we'll see the reaction to earnings. But right now, based on the expected move, if we stay in line with at least what options are pricing in, it's kind of a win-win for you. You're either getting called away and you could look at it again next week, or you're getting a little bit of a pullback and you could stay with this and keep selling calls.
Yeah, because reporting earnings today after the bell. So we'll see what happens there. All right. NEE, NextEra Energy, really nice to see it up a little bit today, even though it's just a quarter of a percent up. But with interest rates being higher, this where usually it should move lower, and I'll take the up move here.
Exactly, just hanging in there. So that works.
All right. Finally, UPS also today, pulling back a little bit, down 0.1%. I mean, compared to the overall market. Right now for UPS, it is the battle around 148. Let me try to draw a straight line here. There we go. Right, 148 acted as resistance. Now, hopefully acting as support, trading at 148.49. So for UPS, the key is to stay above the 148 level and then hopefully take off so that I can sell more calls, or we can sell more calls.
Yes, that is the plan right now. Just hanging out around 148, and we need to see that gap fill.
All right. Now, I know that we went a little bit longer today. We'll take another look here at the index to see what's happening. But are you enjoying this? Is it okay if we usually go for 15 minutes, if we go for a little bit longer? Because if you like this, give us a like. We really appreciate the likes. This way we know what you prefer and we can adjust accordingly. All right, looking at the markets overall, right now the S&P 500 seem to have found a bottom, pulling higher, trying to attack the 5,000 level, but I don't think it's going to happen today.
You know, I don't think so. I think that we're in a wait and see with NVIDIA right now. Traders trying to figure out what comes next. Although we also have Fed minutes. I don't expect any huge reaction to Fed minutes, but it's always a wild card.
Yeah. In any case, Fed minutes today, so could move the markets. And then also MRO reporting earnings after the bell. So you want to make sure that you tune in tomorrow. This was your first time here. Please subscribe. If you find this helpful, please share this video with others who might find this helpful here as well. And encourage your friends to subscribe. And before you head out, click like on your way out. We really appreciate this. All right. With that said, I'm getting ready to head down to the downstairs to the Money Show, where I'll be talking today and then handing out some of my books. I think we brought like 70 or 80 of the books. So if you're in Las Vegas or at the Money Show, make sure to stop by, say hi, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Have fun, Marcus. For all of you at home, happy trading, everybody.